Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
This radio station is committed
to lifting up the name of Jesus. The word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he would draw all men unto him. So therefore, we are here today that men and women, boys and girls can be drawn unto him. We thank God for your presence this morning. We thank God for the unction of the Holy Spirit that woke you up and waked you, that put in your spirit to turn on your radio, to turn on the Blog Talk Radio, and to be able to hear what thus says the word of God. We are excited about what God has for you today. We're excited about what God is going to do in the lives of his people. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And I want you, wherever you may be, to stop, if you are able to stop, and just reverence the Most High God, because he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We give you all of the praise and all of the glory. God, your word says, God, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, your word, Father God, is like fire in our bones. Father, we ask you, Lord, even now, God, to reach, Father God, to every area of the earth. God, we ask you, God, to look, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and God, to touch your people this morning. God, those that ever, Lord, that live, Father God, in the north and the south, in the east and the west. I see God to cause them, Father God, their faith to go to that next level. God, let them know, God, that you are God and that you are God all by yourself. God, calls them to enter in today. God, that they have entered into your days with thanksgiving and praises. God, calls them to enter in. God, calls their faith, Father God, to go to that next level. God, ask you, Father, to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, your words, they ask, and it shall be given. You said to seek, and you shall find. You said to knock, and the door shall be open. God, you said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said, it shall be moved. So, Lord, the mountain of sickness, disease, oppression, depression, Lord God. God, I pray even now that it will be broken, that it will be destroyed, that it will be cast into the very pits of hell. God, that faith will come alive today. God, that your people, God, they receive the healing, God, whether or not it's physically, spiritually, financially, Lord God. God, that they receive it by faith this morning. And for this, we thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with none other than Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I'm the host and the preacher for the hour. And we want you to know that God, he is God and God all by himself. I want you to have great expectation. I want you to just believe God. Believe God that he is able to do anything and everything that needed to be done in your life, need to be done in the lives of your family, need to be done on your job or wherever it may be. God is the God that's able to do what you need to be done in your life. Today, all you need to have faith in God. Word of God say now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So sometimes you may not see it, but you got to stand on God's word. Today, well, we're getting ready to go into God's word, and we're going to be preaching this morning and teaching from 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. And we're going to begin at that first verse. I want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. I know they need to hear from the Lord. I know that they need God to touch them this morning. I know that they need a healing and that they need a deliverance. So why don't you be that evangelist? Why don't you go tell them? Why don't you call somebody and tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air, and that Jesus is Lord, and that Jesus wants to make the difference in their lives. Well, we're going to begin at that first verse of the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came unto Elijah in the third year, saying, go and show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Remember, it was a famine. Remember, it was a drought. Remember that God had called, told Ahab before, let the man Elijah, the prophet, to let him know, Ahab know, that it wasn't going to rain on the earth until he said it was going to rain, until God said it was going to rain. And there in that second verse, and Elijah went to show himself to Ahab, and there was a sore famine in the land. It was a sore famine in Samaria. It was a severe, a very severe famine at that time in Samaria. And Abraham and Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. But it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophet of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. What a man of God. God has people in strategic places. God has people that he is counting on, that he wants to use. The Lord had put in his heart, and it gave him the boldness to be able to go and to hide the prophets of the Lord. And it was 100 of them. And the word of God let us know that Obadiah, he hid them by 50. He gave them bread. He gave them water in order to sustain them. He didn't, he wasn't afraid for that time what Jezebel was going to do with Ahab, but he trusted in the Almighty God. And that's what we need to do today. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. And the word of God say that he will direct our path. So we see that the man of God has hid, already has hid the prophets of the Lord, and hid them in a cave, and he fed them. And then in that fifth verse it says, and Ahab said unto Obadiah, go unto the land, unto all the fountains of water, and unto all the brooks. Preadventure, we may find grass to save the horses and the mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So he knew that those horses, those beasts, that they needed the water, they needed grass, because if they did not get it, they were going to die. So he was telling Obadiah, because he was a governor, he was a governor of his home. He had great responsibility, and so he telling him to go unto the land, to all the fountains of the water, unto all the brooks, and preadventure we may find grass to save the horses and the mules alive. So in that sixth verse, it says, so they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face and said, art thou that my Lord Elijah? Art thou that my Lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. He said, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. So the man of God, he knew he was in his mind, he wasn't sure, but he knew he had expected that Elijah was who he was. So in humble and submissiveness, we found that he had fell of Elijah. He knew that he was not God, but he knew that the power of God was standing up in him, that was alive in him. I have a question for you this morning. Does somebody know that the power of God is alive inside of you? Does somebody know that you are a man or you are a woman of God? Does somebody know that you are a child of the Lord? And here in that 8th verse, it says that he answered him, I am, go tell thy Lord. This is what Elijah confirmed, that yes, I am Elijah. And he telling him to go and tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And then he said, what have I sinned? This is what Obadiah is saying. Have I sinned that thou would have delivered thy servant unto the hands of Ahab to slay me? He knew what his Lord, he knew what Ahab was capable of doing. So here in that 10th verse, it says, as the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom where my Lord has not sent to seek thee. And when they said, he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou said, go tell the Lord, behold, Elijah's here. You won't need go and tell that my king, my Lord, Ahab, that you are here. He was thinking about what Ahab was going to do unto him. So therefore, it tells us in that 12th verse of the 18th chapter of 1 Kings, and it said, and it came to pass, as soon as I am gone, this is what Obadiah said, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. He let me know that, I fear the Lord. I feel the Lord from my youth. If you tell me to tell Ahab that you're here, and then the Spirit of the Lord come and pick you up, and then I don't know where you are, then Ahab is going to slay me. And then that's when he began to say that he feared the Lord from his youth. And then in that 13th verse, it says, what is not told my Lord? Didn't they tell you what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophet by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? Don't you know that? Don't you remember that? You're asking me to go. You see the good deeds I did. You see how I allowed the Lord to use me. And now here you want me to go to the man that I serve, that I know that is cruel. I know that he would kill me. I know if you, when I tell him that that I've seen you and you sent for me, that and you disappeared. In other words, where is that going to leave me? That this Ahab is going to kill me. And then in that 14th verse, and it says, and now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay thee. And then in that, I want you to just follow the word of God. You see, God is a God that's able to move in every area of our lives. And God has all things in control. Don't you see how God has moved, and how God had Ahab, even when Ahab was talking to Obadiah, the Lord just was able to cause Ahab to tell Obadiah he go one way and told that Ahab had gone another way so that they can find a water, they can find a spring, they can find something in order to grass, in order to feed the mules and feed the horses. I just believe that God Almighty orchestrated there, because the man of God, the man of God, God has already given a man of God, God has already told him that he wanted him to go and he wanted him to show himself to Ahab. So here in the word of God, here the Lord says, and Elijah in that 15th verse, and Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. You find him. You go tell him that I want to see him, and you go tell him that I'm here, and I will show myself unto Ahab today. You don't have to worry about it. See, some people that may have been talking to the man of God or a woman of God, their word was not solid, and the man could have been dead, because they're not men and they're not women of God's word, and they're not sound in the word of God. But when we look at Elijah, how he spoke unto Obadiah, and he assured him that he would be here. All you need to do is to go and let Ahab know that I'm here. I'm not going to leave. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And the word of God said, came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said unto him, listen, he said, are thou he that troubleth Israel? You know, that really caught my attention when he said that in that 17th verse. He says to the man of God, he's saying, are thou he that troubleth Israel? I was thinking in my mind, I'm thinking, now how many of God's people that somebody else can say, are you John? Are you the one that troubling Israel? Are you the one that's troubling Jacksonville? Are you the one that's troubling Texas? Are you the one that's troubling Chicago, Illinois? Are you the one, in other words, are you the one that's standing up for the name of Jesus? Are you the one that's making a difference? Are you the one that's speaking the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you the one that's doing great and mighty things? Are you the one that casting out demons and devils? Are you the one that raising the dead? Are you the one that are boldly proclaiming the word of God? So when I read in that verse, you know, that kind of came to my mind that when Ahab wanted to know, are you the one? Are you the one that troubled Israel? And then he said in the 18th verse, he answered, I have not troubled Israel. And not in the sense what you are saying, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and has followed Baal. You're the one has forsaken God. You're the one has forsaken to follow the commandment of the Lord, Ahab, not me. I'm standing up for the name of Jesus. I am speaking forth the word of God. I'm standing boldly. I am proclaiming. I'm letting my light shine. Oh, can you just see this? Can you not hear this? Can you not know, imagine what it is when you are able to stand on God's word, that you can stand steady and you can stand not leaning, and that you're not weak kneed, but you're not spineless, that you're not yellow belly, but you can stand on God's word. So here we see in the word of God that let him know that Elijah saying, you are the one, not me. You're the one that forsaken of your father's house. You're the one that forsaken the commandments of the Lord and follow Balaam. You know, you don't turn away from the true and the living God. Now, therefore, sin, this is what Elijah's saying unto Ahab, sin and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Hermon and the prophets of Baal 450 and the prophets of the grove 400 which eat at Jezebel's table. Go and gather them to me. Bring them unto me. God had a plan. You know, God always orchestrates his plan. God always moves, and God always wants to show himself strong. And but the question is, can he use you in order for his word to go forth? Can he use you to be an example to the unbeliever? Can God count on you as he counted on Elijah? And he boldly said to Ahab, he said, go. And he said, now there will sin. He said, sin and gather to me all Israel unto the Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the grove, 400, and that eat at Jezebel's table. So therefore, bring them to Mount Carmel. Bring them to Mount Carmel. See, God had a plan. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long shall ye be between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answer him not a word. I mean, look at God. It is so speaking to us this morning. You know, when I read in the Word of God in Joshua 24:15, he said, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. For me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So here in the Word of God, we see the man of God speaking to the people. He says, how long has ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, if God be your God, America, if God be your God, in Hawaii, in Alaska, if God be your God in Texas, if God be your God in Louisiana, if God be your God in the White House, if God be your God in every part of our government, then we need to follow him. And here, I don't want you to miss this, because he's saying, how long? You know, it's been a long time. How long shall ye, how long will you be between two opinions? If the Lord be God, you need to follow him. Church, if God is God, you need to follow God. You can't follow the world and follow God. If God be God, you must follow him. So, therefore, those that are playing church, those that are believing God on Sunday but denying him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and believing again on Sunday, you need to choose. You need to make a choice. If God be God, you need to follow him 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We need to follow God. And then he said, but if you're going to follow Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And then Elijah said unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. you know, I'm standing here, but I'm standing in the name of Jesus. I'm standing here for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Can't you imagine yourself standing before men in high places and women in high places and proclaim? You may be standing there, seeing that you're standing there alone, but you're not alone. Never alone. But we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice, and we have to do all that God has called us to do. So in that 23rd verse, he said, let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood and put no fire under, and call ye on the name of your God. It's testing time. It's testing time. And I will call on the name of the Lord and the God that answer by fire. Let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. So he done gave them, he done told them what to do. He done told them what to do, for them to choose a bullock for themselves. Cut it in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire under it. And he said, and he's going to do the same. And he said, I will dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood, and I'm going to put no fire on it. And he is saying to them, and call ye, he said, and ye call on the name of your God. And I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophet of Baal, choose ye one bullock for yourself and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it. I'm going to let you go first. It's many of you. So I'm going to let you go first. I'm going to let you call on your God. But don't put any fire on it. But the God that answered by fire, that's the God that we're going to serve. Oh my God. Oh my God. Then we can proclaim that he is God, and that he is God all by himself. So, and they took the bullock in that 26th verse, which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning, evening until noon, saying, oh, Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altars which were made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them. See, they wasn't making any progress. Wasn't nothing happening. And their God wasn't even answering them, all of them. It was a lot of them. And here Elijah let them know, you know, it's a lot of you. And so you just go ahead, and you just go ahead and call on your God. And they called on their God. They did it in the morning, and in noon and evening, they called on their God. But there was no voice nor any that answered. And they began to leap upon the altar that was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them. He began to mock them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing us, or he is on a journey. Peradventure, he sleepeth and must be awakened. Cry aloud. He might be sleeping. He may be on a journey. And so that's why he may be, can't hear you. He may be talking. So he may be sleeping. And they cry aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lance until the blood gushed out upon them. They were desperate. They wasn't getting anything. They wasn't seeing anything. They wasn't seeing their God moving on their behalf. Everything they thought was, if I cut myself, then God was going to move on their behalf. If I hurt myself, God was going to move on their behalf. Oh, my God. But look at the word of God. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied unto the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor answer, nor to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. Now let me get your attention. You are getting your attention to this God that's not answering. You don't put this sacrifice on this altar. You cut yourself, and you tried to get your God to answer. He didn't answer. But now come and here he stands in that 30th verse. And Elijah said unto them all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribe of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stone he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench around the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the wood block in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burning sacrifice and on the wood. See, they didn't do that. He gave them an opportunity to call on their God, but Elijah knew the God that he served. And I'm so sure, he was so sure that God was going to move for them, for him, that he told them to take 4 barrels of water and pour it on the burning sacrifice and on the wood. And it said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran around the altar. He filled the trench with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burning sacrifice, and the wood and the stone and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Oh, my God, look at the miracle-working power of God. After they had pulled barrels of water on the sacrifice, after they had did all of that, first time, second time, third time. Elijah had faith in God to believe God. He proclaimed, he began to pray, and he began to seek the face of God. He said, I want to read this to you again. He said, hear me. See, sometimes you need, and that's all the time, you need to be able to hear the word of the Lord. You need to be able to pray to God. And Elijah said, hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burning sacrifice, and the wood and the stone and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And then, when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. When we can be an example to the unbeliever, when we can stand on God's word, when we can proclaim it in boldness and in righteousness, and when we can stand like the man of God, Elijah did, he didn't fear at that time what Ahab was going to do to him. He didn't fear at that time what Jezebel was going to do unto him. I'm saying if we stand on the word of God, see, you may try to count on people, but you shouldn't count on people. You should count on the word of God. You ought to know what your relationship with Jesus Christ in a time of crisis, in a time that you're going through a battle, you should know that the battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs to God, and that God is able, he is well able to fight every battle. You see, Obadiah was afraid that Ahab was going to take his life, but he was a man of God. Obadiah was a man of God, so God had his life in his hand. God had Elijah's life in his hand. All he asked him to do is to go. And he asked him to go and show himself to Ahab. So when God tells us to go into the hedges and the highways, when God tells us to go speak his word, no matter who it may be, we ought to obey. When God tells us to speak, we should obey, knowing that God is able to move on our behalf, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I close saying to this to you today, that there is nothing too hard for God. Somebody needs to know today that there is nothing too hard for God. He is able to move on your behalf. All you need to do is stand on the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. You need to know that God, he is God, and that he is God all by himself. I proclaim to you today to know that there is a God that's able to move in every circumstance. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as we pray today, look upon thy people. God, keep them, Father, God, in perfect peace. God, I see God restore joy. I see God has restored the confidence. Lord, cause them to walk in victory. Cause them to know, Father God, that you are God and God all by them, by yourself, no matter what crisis, God, that they, Father God, are in, no matter what is happening in their lives, Lord, that you are still God. And even as you showed yourself strong, Father God, to Elijah, and Lord, as you showed yourself before the people of Israel, before Ahab, before the God, that you're able to move, God, in any them. I thank you, God, for them walking in victory. God, those that are backsliding, God, back, bring them back to you, God, this day and this hour. And God, call their faith because of this word, God, to go to that next level. And this we thank you and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, this has been the Hour of Power broadcast coming live from the bold, beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am your host and preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please join us on Wednesday of next week as we again proclaim to you the word of God. Be blessed and be encouraged.